episode 560, The Balancing Act of Family.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, women of impact. Today is Sizzle Saturday. Yes! Are you excited? We are going to sizzle it up because it is steaming here. We are turning up the heat, and boy, is it hot. You walk outside, at least where we are, and I'm like dripping. Why did I even take a shower? Well, it's a good excuse for me to get my extra shower aspirations in every single day. Mamas always need that, right? An excuse to just have 2.5 minutes by yourself. Okay, I stretch it to more like 7 or 8 minutes, but we're all in, right? We want those shower aspirations. So when it is hot outside, do take some time for yourself. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. I can't stress that enough. And with Summer Sizzle Saturday here, how is your summer routine treating you? Are you already beginning to count the days of back to school? Oh, come on, you can tell me the truth. We're all about being real and raw here. Because some of us are like, yeah, it's time for them to go back to school. Others are like, well, we haven't stopped schooling. We school throughout the year. Wherever you are in your journey with your family, guess what? We're talking about the balancing act of family. That's what we're chatting about. It seems that just when we get comfortable, set in a routine, our constant called the change sneaks in and it plays peekaboo. Here I am. I'm back again. How many times have you been like, oh my goodness gracious, why do we have to start this? I just got the kids used to going to bed at this hour. Or now I'm just going to bed at this hour. But no, it's going to change again. It's time to gear up for greatness. The balancing act of family. You can do it. And it is tough because as moms, we know it's tough. And it's whether you're taking care of yourself, whether you're taking care of your husband, or whether you're taking care of the many blessings that God has given you, whether they're your children and however many you have, or whether they're your fur babies. Now, I consider them dogs or cats, but some people call them fur babies, and so I'm fine with that too. Whomever you are caring for, there's a balancing act of family. And as you know, humans do best with routines and habits, and trying to balance it all out is a full-time job. That in itself. So if you work and have another job outside of the house, holy cow, you're doing 2 full-time jobs. And that's not even doing the mom job, doing the wife job, and all the other domestic beauties that we love to talk about. And it's never too early to begin creating great habits. Come on, you can think of a few that have stuck with you over the years. Brushing your teeth is one of them, yes. Probably going to the bathroom before you go to bed, especially when we get older, right? Yes, you know what I'm talking about. And I know you're laughing too, but it is so true. And if you're young and you haven't gotten there yet, enjoy the ride while you have it. Because eventually you'll be like, gosh, if I could just sleep for 3 hours straight without having to get up to go to the bathroom. Hopefully though, these habits that have stuck with you over the years, hopefully you've been able to let go of the bad ones and hold on to the good ones. So instead of waiting until school begins, now is the time to gear up for greatness. Don't fret about shopping for the back-to-school supplies. Oh no, they can wait. They're going to be there for a few more weeks. However, think about the balancing act of family. What can you do to set your family up for greatness? Wouldn't it be awesome to start the year? Just imagine that for a moment. Think about it. Imagine what it would be like to just have your kids go off to school, things not totally chaotic in the morning, lunches are made all the time, they come home, it's calm, they get their homework done, they may do their play dates, they have their activities, they're running here and there, and they come home, you have family dinner, and then they're washed and they're to bed, and it repeats again. What would it feel like to be able to know that, man, I really set us up for greatness. I set my family up for greatness. This is an awesome feeling. You can do that. And I want you to start thinking about it now. And there's no better time than Sizzle Saturday. Beginning to actually be proactive about the balancing act of family. So here's a simple Sizzle Saturday kiss. Here is the Keep It Simple strategy. Think of your family in seasons, a time for everything. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8 says this, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." There's a time for everything. The balancing act for your family is made up of seasons. When we begin to break down our lives into seasons, it removes ourselves from chaos, from unnecessary craziness, from the busyness. How many times last year, think about a year ago, if someone asked you in the grocery store, just passing by, not a good friend, just a stranger, "Hey, how you doing? Haven't seen you around." Okay, and I mean, what I mean by a stranger, they kind of know you're there, but they don't. I mean, it's not like you're good friends. "So, haven't seen you around. How you doing?" "Oh, I am what?" Think about the feeling. What did you say? How did you say it? What happened to your shoulders? Where did your neck go? Did it get taller or did you shrink down? Did you begin to roll forward and tuck in as if you're in pain? What's your mouth doing? Did it kind of like go, like you were opening it, but you really didn't know what was going to come out of it? Or was it like, "Oh my gosh, it is awesome. We are having an amazing time right now. We are focusing on..." There's a big difference, isn't there? You see, the balancing act of family comes to a time for everything, the seasons. Your season is your focus. But we hear the word focus and we think, "Oh, business, oh, calendars, oh, schedule." We think all specific to-do list. Your season is a focus. The balancing act of family is the season. So it doesn't matter how many children you have. If you have children at all right now currently living with you, there is a time for everything. There is a season. And when you begin to realize and understand what those seasons are, guess what? Preparation begins. You can prep. And when you begin to prep, the planning comes easy. And guess what? You leave all the other yucky stuff behind. You don't want to be a frustrated mom. Come on, think about it. If you have got a brand new kindergartner about ready to head off to school, oh my goodness, I can remember those days. Now, our days were a little bit different because my kindergartners, they were homeschooled. But yet we just did things similarly to what the traditional schools did. So they could kind of feel a part of it. And we would go to like a homeschool back to school banquet. It was awesome. It was fun. And we would do our shopping for our school supplies. But it's that thing of like, oh my gosh, the anticipation. And then you're thinking, but I'm sending my baby off to school and I won't be there to protect them. And will he be safe? And I'm not going to be able to see her smiling face every single moment. I won't be able to get to eat lunch with her. There's a time for everything, a season. When you begin to prep for that season, you can enjoy it that much more. And I'm telling you right now, some questions that you're going to get within your season, they're going to be easy peasy. So let's break it down. A time for everything. Think of your family in seasons. Number one, ask yourself this question. What season are you in right now for summer? So what season am I in right now for summer? You need to answer that question. It's important to know. Maybe for you, it's family. Because why? You're spending time together. Everybody's off. Maybe you work a little bit. Maybe you've gotten to part-time status, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, or maybe, you know, you're kind of just beginning to build your business. So you have a lot of flexibility. So your season right now for summer is family. It's also organization. You want to get a couple of the rooms of the house together. So it's organization. You don't want to be bringing in, cluttering up your house. You want to be getting rid of and decluttering. Getting rid of the stuff you don't need. And so your children are graduating. They're moving on to the next thing, whether it's kindergarten, maybe it's middle school, maybe it's high school. Oh my goodness, college. Or maybe you're becoming an empty nester. A time for everything. So organization may be your season too. You may be also in a season of spiritual growth. That spiritual growth may be, oh wait, my kids are going off to camp. They have VBS. They have youth camp. They're going to go on a mission field. Even if it's just in another state, they don't even have to go overseas to be on a mission. We've got missions right here in our own neighborhood. Those are all seasons. Once when you understand the season that you're in right now for summer, then ask yourself this question, number two. What season will you be in when fall comes? Oh yes, preparation. Maybe you begin to look at it and you're going, okay, well, family is still going to be it because family's it. We need to really focus on that. But the other season, I think it's going to shift into health. Well, why health? Well, health because that's when the kids' activities start up. I've got, you know, Shania, she's in dance. I've got Rudy, he's in soccer and then football too. And, you know, one kind of starts off and then the other one. So it gets really crazy. So health is one of our things that we focus on during the fall. It's cooler weather so we can be outside more, almost more so than just swimming in the pool, but we're actually doing more things. So I would say, yeah, family and health. So see, there you have. You've gone from three seasons to two seasons. That's okay. You may have three or four different seasons, probably not very many more. Because again, your season is what? Your focus. You're not trying to fill yourself up because you don't want to answer the question, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, I've been, no, it's not I've been so busy. Uh-uh. We've been enjoying our season of. Doesn't that sound better? So how are you? How have you been? It is awesome. We have been enjoying our season of family, just spending quality time together. You know, Ray doesn't get much time off, and so just to have him home is an awesome blessing. I love it, and the kids love it. And, you know, he doesn't get a lot of time off, but man, even just those couple, you know, weeks that he takes off during the summer, it's just such a blessing. How are things with you? Whoa! Major shift, the balancing act of family. Makes you smile, doesn't it? It makes you feel good inside. When you start with those two questions, then it leads you to this, number three. When decisions need to be made, you need to ask yourself, does this fit into the season? This is the biggest question ever. Because people are like, Christiane, you just don't understand my schedule. I just can't say no. Oh yeah, I've been there. But you can say no. You are choosing not to say no. Shake your head. Yes, I agree. Because you are needing to agree. Now put a smile on your face. Because I know you're laughing right now. But it's true. We're like, oh wait. Oh yeah. Oh, I would love to help you with that. Let me see. Let me look. Oh my gosh. Have you seen my schedule? Oh no, I can do it anyway. And you say, yes, why? What were you thinking? So when you're asked a question, can you do this? I really need your help on this. Then you need to ask yourself the question, does this fit into my season? I cannot stress this enough. This is your magic bullet. Once when you know your season, you have your answer for everything. There's a time for everything. That doesn't mean that God says there's a time for you to do everything all the time. There's a time for everything, period. But we like to stretch it. We like to play Superwoman. That's not our place to be Superwoman. Let God be the hero. Let him carry you through your seasons. the season of which he has you in. Because he will bless you in that season. So when you ask yourself, does this fit into the season? If you say yes, and there's no maybe, by the way. I know you're mad at me, but there's no maybe. So just forget about it. It's either yes or no. So if you say yes, then guess what? You can consider it. That means you actually do go look at your calendar and schedule it. But if the question is, no, it does not fit into my season, then the answer to them right then and there is, I am so grateful that you want my assistance here. But unfortunately, I need to say no because it does not fit into my season right now. Now, they're going to stop for a moment. And they're sitting there spinning their wheels going, why, I knew she was going to say yes because she always says yes. But then they're going to get confused because you mentioned the word season, the balancing act of family. You'll stump them. They may come back with a question like, what do you mean your season? Oh, I'm just working on really making sure we stay focused within our family. And so during this time in the fall, our focus is whatever your season is. Our season is this. And so right now, it doesn't fit into that season. So I love you, Linda, but I've got to say no. I appreciate your consideration. Maybe we can do it another time. And that could be anything. That could be them hitting you up for the 24 dozen cookies that they want you to purchase. And yes, I said 24 dozen. Because when they ask you for the 2 dozen, it feels like what? The 24 dozen. Because you're making them literally the night before. I know you're laughing, but it's so true. We do this because we get caught in the rigmarole of life. And I don't want you there. It's the balancing act of family. And you can find it now. You will be able, when you work within this, a time for everything, the season is your focus. You're creating the balancing act for your family. You're removing the fact that you're going to be overwhelmed eventually. Your energy is not going to be zapped anymore. You're not going to be frustrated because you have so much to do. You're not going to be pulling out your hair because guess what? The kids are going to learn also. Even the little ones can do this. Now, yes, it's going to take a constant reminder. The littler they are, the more you have to remind them, but what are you doing? Rewind all the way back to the beginning of this episode. You're creating good habits. And it starts with a season, a time for everything. Don't overcomplicate your life. Keep it what? Keep it simple. That's what we're here about. Create your now today. Understand your seasons today so you can begin to formulate the balancing act for your family. I love you so very much. Go have an awesome Sizzle Saturday. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.